Lake Effect commentator Kurt Chandler grew up in Milwaukee. As a local journalist, he has seen the region's flaws firsthand, but he also sees grand potential.
On a late summer evening, I stood on the chalk-white boulders of the Pier Wisconsin Breakwater, looking into the city. The triple masts of the Dennis Sullivan formed a silhouette against the shimmering skyline. Two condominium towers, sleek and modern, rose above the Prospect Avenue bluff. To my left, a powerboat cut the water between the glassy pilot house of Discovery World and the Lakeshore State Park Island. To my right, the art museum's winged Calatrava reached toward Lake Michigan's blue horizon. Over the past decade, Milwaukee has really come into its own. From the redevelopment of downtown and the Menominee Valley, to the trendy condos along the Milwaukee River, to the cultural boon throughout the city, it's hard not to marvel at it all. But to listen to the critics, Milwaukee is doomed. A town with no direction, awash in violent crime and raw sewage. Milwaukee sucks, is how columnist Pete Kennedy so eloquently put it in the Waukesha Freeman last June. It's not just the crime either, he went on. The city can't get through a water balloon fight without dumping sewage into Lake Michigan. So I won't argue with those of you who say Milwaukee is a rotten excuse for a city. What's this? The Freeman's nod to regional cooperation? Come on. Imagine a Milwaukee publication declaring that Waukesha sucks. But trashing Milwaukee has become perfectly acceptable. It's the blood sport of talk radio. I may live in Milwaukee, but it seems my role is to be the protector of the suburbs, Mark Belling wrote recently as he condemned regional transit. This from a guy who claims to be standing up for Milwaukee. Our so-called friends in Madison have never been shy about putting us down either, like this cheap shot by Isthmus writer Andy Moore, titled Bummerfest, the quintessential Milwaukee experience. Milwaukeeans, says Mr. Moore, will pay for beer the same way SUV owners will pay for gas, whatever it takes. Brewskis are up to $5 apiece at Summerfest now. They could be $50 and it wouldn't matter. It's a recurring theme. Milwaukee as a hellhole, as a haven for deadbeats, as a burden to the rest of the state. Take your pick. It's an attitude expressed most succinctly and famously by Tommy Thompson when he told northern Wisconsinites to stick it to Milwaukee. That was 1995. And today, from Waukesha to Madison to anywhere Wisconsin, they're still sticking it to Milwaukee. You always have to fight a little harder when you say you're from Milwaukee, says State Representative Tamara Grigsby, a Milwaukee Democrat. When Grigsby was elected 3 years ago, she fully expected to encounter an anti-Milwaukee bias, but she says, I just didn't know it was as pervasive as it is. Not a day goes by when the city isn't painted in a negative light, adds her Milwaukee colleague, Representative Jason Fields, another assembly newcomer. It's an urban versus rural mentality, not even Democrat versus Republican, he says. It's a huge hump to get over. The mentality has been there so long. I admit, it's easy sometimes to see the glass half empty. A U.S. Census report this year showed that one out of every four Milwaukeeans lives below the poverty line. Jobs, schools, crime, teen pregnancy, tax relief. Milwaukee has big challenges. What city doesn't? A city is home and caretaker of the state's biggest concentration of have-nots, the poor, the jobless, the homeless. But should we blame the city for welcoming all Americans? If you take a look, the glass is also half full. Like life itself, the city is complex and messy sometimes, but vibrant, vital. Where else but in the city would you find a Shakespeare theater company, a concertina bar, and restaurants serving Korean, Turkish, Puerto Rican, and Ethiopian food? Or a Polish music festival, a domed baseball stadium, and an art museum with wings? It might be easier to avoid all the thorny complexities, but you'd take away the bitter only to lose the sweet. Through all the traffic and noise and ruckus, the city is a daily reminder of the American melting pot. And nowhere is the kettle stirred more vigorously than in this place we call Milwaukee.
Lake Effect contributor Kurt Chandler is a senior editor of Milwaukee Magazine and author of Shaving Lessons, a memoir of father and son. Milwaukee's own Sigmund Snopek III and his classic, Thank God This Isn't Cleveland. You're listening to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.